From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A hospital in Syria is hit by airstrikes. A series of strikes hit a hospital and adjacent buildings in the rebel-held part of the contested city of Aleppo Wednesday night, reportedly killing dozens. United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, appealed early on Thursday to the U.S. and Russia to help revive the Syrian peace talks, and a ceasefire, he said, hangs by a thread.
If the cessation of hostilities, as I myself am appealing on behalf of the UN to revitalize itself, will revitalize itself, and it is totally possible.
Doctors Without Borders says 14 patients and medical staff were among those killed. Donald Trump's claim that Hillary Clinton is playing the woman's card has drawn intense backlash from the Democratic frontrunner herself, as well as tens of thousands of critics on social media. This is the Republican race, yet takes another unusual turn. Trump's Republican rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, in a rare move, has picked a running mate. Carly Fiorina has wasted no time going after both Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
You know, Hillary Clinton, like so many politicians, Hillary Clinton has made her millions selling access and influence from inside the system. And Donald Trump has made his billions buying people like Hillary Clinton.
Cruz is trailing in the number of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. North Korea has again unsuccessfully attempted to launch two suspected powerful missiles, according to South Korean officials. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday told Austria's lower house of parliament that increasing restrictions on migrants will negatively impact Europe's commitments to international law. Ban also touted the value of welcoming the migrants.
북한이 만약 추가 핵실험을 감행한다면 이것은 4차 핵실험 이후 유례 없이 강력한 안보리 제재 하에 있는 것으로.
When the arrival process is well managed, accepting refugees is a win for everyone. These are brave, resilient, and forward-looking people. They bring needed skills and energy to their new societies.
Ban told the legislators that under international and European laws, they have a moral and legal principle obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution. The terror group Islamic State claimed its first ever attack in Somalia earlier this week, though the claim has not been verified. It comes as al-Shabaab militants have stepped up their attacks as Somalia gears up for elections later this year. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Somali authorities say they are countering a resurgence from al-Shabaab rebels after years of progress in driving back the militants. Abdi Hakim Mohamed Haji Faki was the country's defense minister until 2014.
Al-Shabaab has changed strategically their operations from the face-to-face fight to target, you know, the military bases, or target to the civilians, such as hotels, so they can terrorize the civilian population.
That included a series of suicide attacks in recent weeks, many of them targeting government figures in the capital, Mogadishu. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Beyoncé moved seamlessly between scorned woman and confident seductress on the opening night of her Formation World Tour in Miami, but she offered no insight into the rumors that marital fidelity may have fueled her latest album. It was her first concert since releasing the album Lemonade. Much of it appeared to tie into Beyoncé's life, and lines like, "Are you cheating on me?" raised questions of whether her husband, Jay-Z, had potentially been unfaithful. Beyoncé didn't mention her husband other than to thank him at the end of the concert. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.